Hello and welcome to Taking Your Talent to Main Street, the online business session of Gain Mindshare, where we discuss success strategies for a new economy. If you want to find out more, of course, you can visit us at our website at gainmindshare.com. Now, without further ado, let's get started. All right, well, then let's, we can just dive in. We've done this a couple of times, so you know what to do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Charles, for having me here on your show today. So glad to be back with you. It's been a while since I've been on your show. This is Dr. Keith Schaefer. For those who don't remember me and my distinctive, intelligent announcer voice. But anyway, since I do voiceover work from time to time, it's kind of a hobby of mine, something that I love to do. But today here on Charles's show, I want to talk to you about something that's really touching my heart. And honestly, I am getting sick and tired of all these small businesses getting screwed over by all these guys that are calling them up, trying to sell them SEO, map packages, and everything else. Honestly, who cares if you're on the first page of Google? This is some crazy stuff that everybody's calling you up every 20 minutes. Oh, I want to sell you SEO. I want to sell you pay-per-click. Let's get you on there. You know what? I've been in IT for over 28 years. I've been a federal contractor. I'm actually a second-generation IT person. And both of my parents were both federal employees in the IT world. So I know what I'm talking about. These big companies, they're just trying to screw the little guy. I'm sorry. And Google, guess what? April 21st, 2015, just screwed your business and your website. Because on April 21st, they rolled out their new algorithm. Now, I don't know if you know about Google or not. It's probably the biggest search engine in the world. And yes, they change their algorithm all the time. And these SEO guys are here, oh, well, they changed the algorithm, so we can't get you on the first page anymore. Fuck that. Who cares about the first page? You care about the customers that are coming to your website, buying from you, and coming through your door.
Right.
Forget about the first page of Google. But what happened on April, if your website was not mobile-friendly, they have a checker that goes and looks at your website to see if it's mobile friendly or not.
Yep.
Guess what? You lost half of your damn traffic going to your website because back in 2014, 1 year ago in January, over half the searches on the internet were coming from mobile devices. And if the people that you were working with did not tell you that last year, shame on them. Because they screwed you too. And Google didn't mean to hurt you, but they took half your traffic probably from you. You didn't even know it. So in the last 2 months, you've been losing traffic and you're not sure why. Guess what? Google fucked you. And sorry, they didn't give you no lube, but they did try to give you some warning. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I do get a little riled up here.
So, Keith, now that this has happened, right? And let's say I'm a small business owner. I've got a little store in my town, and it's happened to me. I'm looking at my traffic, and I'm wondering where it all went. And so, so my internet traffic isn't coming. What do I need to do? I mean, this mobile problem is probably what happened to me. Now what do I need to do?
You know what? Before I go into teaching people a little something that can maybe save them their business or save them some money and put some money back in their pocket.
Right.
So as you listen to me here today, I want you to zero in on what is important to you. The thing that caused you to take time out of your busy schedule and come join us here today. You're going to zero in on exactly what it is. It may be slightly different for each of you. And of course, as I talk with you and you zero in on that, you'll begin to hear my words as it relates to what it is that you need help with. The thing that will do a couple of things for you. Not only will it show you some ideas and strategies and trigger some thoughts in your mind about how we can help you implement that, but it'll also start to build within you the desire to sit down and talk with me because your needs are specific, individual, and different. There is no one size that fits all. So as we talk together today, I ask you to zero in on these things that are most important to you so that we can get to the heart of this. Now, you've heard me. I get a little riled up. I'm passionate about small business. In fact, I don't work with big business. I only work with small business. Now, don't be so small that you don't have at least 3 employees working for you. If you are not investing in marketing in your business, you are not going to understand the words that I'm talking about. If you are not spending to grow your business, you don't know or have a business. Because if you don't pay to get customers, you are paying to fail. So if you're not investing in your business, I can't help you. We can might as well just hang up right now. But if you have a minimum of 3 customers or 3 employees, so you're not just right out the door, you're investing at least $3,000 to $100,000 a month in advertising. Now, whether that's pay-per-click, whether that's direct mail, whether that's getting coupons out in front of people in front of the Val Pack, right. I can help you because I can help you identify what is working and what is not. And within 24 hours, we can figure out and maybe save you 75% of what you're spending right now and put it into something that will work because we'll figure out what's not working. And plain and simple, I'm here so you can focus on what you do. See, most business owners don't have enough time to focus on their business because they're spending so much time in their business. Mm-hmm. And if you hire me and we start working together, if I'm a fit for you and you're a fit for me, all you have to do is worry about handling the extra customers that come into your door or your old customers that I bring back. Because the easiest customer for you to get is the one that's already been happy with you and been a happy customer already. They're just waiting for the right invitation for you to invite them back to do more business with you. And that's what I do. I help you get your customers, and the ones that aren't your customers yet, well, guess what? We can sort, filter, and nurture them so that they become better customers for you when they might not be ready right now. See, in any group of people, including your customers, there's only going to be 3 to 5% that are ready to buy from you right now.
Right, yeah.
And most businesses have no idea what to do with that other 95 to 97% of people.
Right,
those
right,
yeah. That are, well, I'm not sure I'm going to be a no, but there are maybe. Some of them are going to be no's, and that's great, because they're not going to buy from you anyway.
That's
people
right.
Buy from people, not from businesses.
Yeah.
And let's bring back being a Main Street business to a one-on-one relationship with your customer. Quit talking
well, Keith,
to us like, oh, well, I'm positioned as XYZ 123. What? No. Be Joe. Be Bob. Be Sam. Be Sandy.
Right.
Be, you know, I don't know, Yvonne. Be Sadie. Be Ombele. This is America, and everybody has a chance to live the dream. And I want you to be able to have more time with your family, have more money coming in to your business with the same amount of customers you already have. Now we can do it in a very simple way. So instead of just talking about this stuff, just give me a call. This is Dr. Keith Schaefer with 1-2 Freedom Marketing. And that my website, the number 1, the number 2, Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, marketing.com. Come and check us out. Maybe we have something that will work for you and for us.
That's awesome. So, Keith, so now you mentioned that there is something that we can do about those customers that we have, and maybe they're inactive. So you're saying that once they leave, and let's say they haven't bought from us in a while, that there is a strategy that we can undertake in order to start looking to try to get them back?
Yeah, Charles. They're just looking for the right invitation to come back and do business with you again. And, you know, there's fancy names for it. It could be a reseller activation or customer reactivation campaign.
Right.
That's what
right.
in the industry. I just call it reinviting your friends back to do business with you again.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
all the technical stuff in the background. You don't have to worry about that. I take care of that for you. It's done for you. You don't have to worry about that stuff ever again. I'll either do it myself, or I'll have my team work on it for you. That way,
and Keith,
you have to focus on any of this junk. You can focus on doing you and doing your business, and that can be hard enough by itself.
Yeah, what I like about what you're saying is that you're talking about making the most of the customers that you already have. So in other words, even before we start talking about going out and getting new customers, you're talking about maximizing their funnel. Is that right?
That's correct. I am a funnel specialist, an offline and online funneling specialist. I help you set up your funnel so that it does the heavy lifting for us. See, I'll set up an automated system that can give a call, send a postcard, send an email message to your customers for you at a specific time. And what we do is, basically, there's two ways that we can increase business. First thing, two simple strategies. Let's just lay this out. Two simple strategies. Let's focus on increasing the spend per transaction.
Right.
So adding additional features or services to your existing business so that you can get paid more, premium upsells to those, and get more customers buying from you more often.
Right.
Now we could do that with a continuity program where people pay in their purchases, they get points. You know, you've heard of gas points and all that kind of stuff.
Well, right.
People can do points for their own products. I have an entire system that can set up a continuity program for you. And a continuity program is just means they come and buy from you again and again. Now, if you're an ideal business, let's say you sell garage doors. How often do people buy a garage door?
Hopefully not too often.
Hopefully not too often. If you didn't do your job right, well, they'd probably be buying another garage door, but they'd be buying it from somebody else.
Right, that's right, yeah.
However, there are upgrades that you can sell to your garage door system. A touchpad on the outside, a key fob that's a remote control for your kids, some extras that you can add into the garage door. That can make you more money in that same transaction.
How many business owners do you think practice this on a regular basis, which is making sure that, and I know people, they do upsells, but you mentioned that you're really trying to get people to buy more at the transaction, but then to get them back in more often with loyalty kind of things. But logistically, though, Keith, a small business owner, for them to set those things up, it's probably hard to do.
And that's the major challenge. In fact, 70% of small businesses have no follow-up system at all. At all. They're a one-and-done mentality. Okay. Mm-hmm. I expect you to come in the door and buy what I've got today. Well, okay. You get 3 to 5% if you're doing great. But what do you do with that other 97%?
Right.
You're letting your hard-earned money go right into the toilet. And you might as well just flush it down or burn it or smoke it. In fact, let me give you my PayPal address. You can send it straight to me. All that money that you are throwing away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
3 to 5%. And the statistics don't lie. 3 to 5%. Any demographic. I don't care if you're focused on Hoosiers, if you're focused on people in New York, Atlanta, Miami, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Denver. Denver's got a whole new market that's growing up over there, that's for sure. But
no, that's right. Yes, exactly. Yes.
So you're only going to 3 to 5% with a standard marketing system. If you have no back-end funnel to take them and nurture them, even with garage doors, you know, you have to grease the track.
Right.
Do you know how to do maintenance? Do you know how to clean your garage door? You don't want to be using, I don't know, Clorox bleach that'll fade it and cause problems. You could include a cleaning kit. If you're a roofer, you need to educate your customers. I'm a firm believer in educating customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you teach people, they learn. And when people learn, you give them more value. Like I said, if you don't know the value of advertising, I can't help you. You are going to be in a world of hurt if you're not already with your business. Because
mm-hmm.
if you have no customers, guess what? You have no business. And that's where nobody wants to be. So let me help you get more customers, keep the customers that you have, get them to buy from you more often, and see what we can put together for you. Because, like I said, there's no one-size-fits-all. There's 150 things that I could do for a business, but they're not going to be the right thing for every business.
Right, yeah.
Unless we do an evaluation and take a look at what you're already doing, we can't figure out what you need to be doing and get you to where you're going. And that's what I'll help you do.
So one of the things that I have heard from my friends who are in business, and they say that there's a tight economy, that people are not spending, that people are not coming to their doors. What is it that someone like you can do in order to start getting to increase that, first of all, I guess to increase their confidence that there's business out there, first of all, and then second of all, that there really are strategies. So what kinds of things can a business owner do in order to get more customers in the door? Let's say we maximize our funnel and we're doing our upsells, we're doing all the things that you talked about before, so now we just have to get more people in the door. You know, what can you do to get people first to believe they can do it, and then secondly, what can they do?
Well, first of all, the economy is slowing and everything. I'm going to first all straight out say bullshit. There are customers that you can find online for your business from here to Timbuktu. The amount of customers that you have is not your problem. How your sales process and how you convert your customers is your problem. In fact, on my website, there's a report called The Money is in the Back End. And if we fix your conversion, we don't want to send more traffic to something that's already not working. We want to fix your problem. We want to fix your funnel and set it up so that it's capturing more people.
Mm-hmm.
Little adjustments in your conversion will yield mathematically significant gains over just sending more people to your website. Sending more people there ain't going to get it. You need to connect with those people. Because, again, people don't buy from companies. They buy from people.
Right.
If you are all about being about, it's Billy Joe Jim Bob. Billy Joe Jim Bob is going to sell the shit out of his stuff. Excuse my American. Over tuxedo rentals business. Because it's trying to be small businesses don't define their brand. They don't know how to brand themselves. They don't know how to personalize their business so that people know it's a real person talking there. Life isn't always sunshine and margaritas, people. Something bad happens to people. And when you can let your guard down and be real, that's what I'm doing here today. I'm being me. I'm being Dr. Keith Schaefer. Just for the record, there's nobody like me. And, you know, I could work for you, or I could take your customers over to your competitor, or I could send your competitor's customers over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what we do when we do your analysis. We take a look at the customers that are already buying, whether they're from you or your competitor, and we increase your funnel so that you can capture them more efficiently. And then once they're in your funnel, the funnel doesn't get sick. The funnel doesn't take a day off. It doesn't have a bad day.
Right,
in your funnel, they're yours. And when we include things like retargeting, where somebody just visits your website, you ever been to one of those websites, you know, I don't know, a Blender website? Well, I'll just say a generic Blender type website. You visit the website once, and then all of a sudden, you're seeing ads for it all over Facebook, all over
right.
BC, CBS, BBC, Fox. You've been retargeted. Now, that technology used to only be available to the Fortune 500s that could really afford it. Now that technology is available for the little guy. And I can combine that technology with a forever follow-up campaign that once you connect with somebody, they are in your funnel hearing from you until they buy or die or unsubscribe. And we like unsubscribes because that means they're not going to buy from us anyway. And we
are right, yeah.
Real people buy it from us. Or large businesses that want to buy from us in bulk. Sometimes that's really good too. But how do you do that? You build a relationship. And it's a very simple thing. You just be real with people. And there's something about when you're honest and open about who you are and be vulnerable, people will be opening up to you. So, yeah, I've gone through some struggles in my life. Yeah, I've been in IT for 28 years. Last year, I had some challenges myself. And well, I had to overcome them. And this year, I'm back stronger and better than ever. And I'm here to help you with your small business. And I hope something that I've said today touches you. and I hope we have a chance to work together.
Well, Keith, this is fantastic. So somebody's out there and they're thinking, okay, you know, I can relate to Keith. Sounds like somebody that would understand me as a business owner. What's the next step?
Well, the first step is to get in touch with me at 12 Freedom Marketing. And you can actually also use the word 12 freedommarketing.com, and that'll take you to another one of my websites. And just reach out to me, and we can get you going with the marketing evaluation. Don't do those for free because there's too much value in them. But what I will do for your listeners today, instead of my normal $500 fee, say you're coming from Charles Harper, and I'll let you have that marketing fee, that marketing evaluation, for $250.
Whoa.
And that's a limited time offer. I'm only going to do about 10 of those.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I'm also going to throw in a $1,000 discount on my fees when you sign up with me.
Hmm.
Only for you.
Wow.
To start off.
All right. No, that's cool. So 12 Freedom Marketing. This is Dr. Keith Schaefer. He's talking about small businesses and the things that you can do. And basically, it really comes down to you as a business owner remaining in your lane, being expert in making and selling the stuff that you do, and then allowing someone like Dr. Keith to take their skills and their understanding of the marketplace to apply it to your business to get more customers. And as he said, and I think this is so important, and one of the things I'm really passionate about, which is, you know, making the most of the customers that you have. And there's so many angles that you can do that. You know, having a professional to really take a look at your business is vital. So, again, you're going to get a hold of Dr. Keith at 12 Freedom Marketing. He's going to be offering, at least at the time of this recording, a half-off discount on a consultation, and then $1,000 off of his starting fee and working with him, you know, if you sign up. Now, what you've got to do, though, is you've got to mention my name, Charles Harper, right, to Dr. Keith, and then he'll know that you heard the radio broadcast and that you are serious about working with a professional in terms of your marketing. Keith, any last words?
Well, if you fail to change with the times, you are going to go the way of the dinosaur and go extinct. If you don't have a brand identity, I can help build your brand for you. I'm a professional. I'm an expert in this stuff. But who cares about me? Let's focus this on you. And if you don't do something about your business, what's going to change for you? You can keep doing the same things that you're doing now, or you can take a chance and work with me and see how wonderful your life can be. Thank you very much for your time.
Everybody, this has been Charles Harper and Dr. Keith Schaefer again, 12 Freedom Marketing. Head on over there and get his free report, and then look to get that consultation with him where he can sit down and show you what's going on with your business. Well, everybody, thank you very much, so much for being here. You've been great sitting down listening. Again, have a great night and a pleasant tomorrow. And to Dr. Keith, once again, thank you, my friend. You once again bring the volume to the program. We appreciate you.
Outstanding. Make it a great day.
Okay, everybody, have a great night and a pleasant tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you need more help with your online business, join me at my YouTube channel at youtube.com/gainmindshare, or join me on Facebook at facebook.com/gainmindshare. Lastly, you can always join me on my weekly webinar call where I answer your questions about building your business online. You can join me there at gainmindshare.com/training call. Thanks, and I look forward to seeing you either on another show or in one of our webinar calls.